This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're loading up the phone lines as we speak. Keep in mind, we've got 8 lines and 1 Sam, so if it's ringing, you're getting through. 913-586-7798. I asked Dana if she would like to have an honorary first grievance of the week, and she said no. It is too beautiful outside to have a grievance today.
Nothing. Bench chasing dogs didn't come to mind?
Well, that goes without saying.
Okay.
In fact, if there was a benchmark for grievances, it would be the bench chasing dog that smashed into my car this week.
We've nicknamed him Runner. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's play. You know the number. You know how the game goes. 913-586-7798. We do have a couple of open lines if you want to grab them. 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. First in, first up, Scott in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello there. First, I wanted to tell you guys, you were talking about the TV commercial jingles like the other day. And you're talking about that 22778 time, night, or day.
Yeah.
You guys forgot that a few years ago, you were talking about that before, and the son or the grandson of that woman actually called into your show to talk to you guys.
That
you
is
don't
correct.
Remember that. But, all right, so my grievance is, it's kind of two parts. It's that, like, on boxes or bags of food, it seems like the instructions for preparing the food is really tiny nowadays for some reason. And kind of related to that, it seems like there's something weird. I don't know if this is just me or other people, but it seems like I can read stuff easier in natural light as opposed to artificial, light bulb light.
That's true.
All right, that's all I had.
Okay, buddy. Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Tristan in North Kansas City. Tristan, hello.
How you doing on this wonderful, beautiful day?
We'll be better in about 51 minutes.
Well, let's hope we can get you out there sooner. So I have a grievance and a gratitude. My gratitude is to y'all because I just got a job promotion, and it was because I put down that I recorded an outro for a very popular local Kansas City radio station. It was you guys.
Wow.
No way.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Huh.
And, my grievance is we always thought you guys used to make fun of Wink because he changed his name and got himself a radio name. But now you guys are giving yourself radio names, but no one's acknowledged the obvious radio name for Dana. It's Data Ding. You got Sim Stevie, Encyclopedia Britannica, and Data Ding.
Well, what Dana Ding. Oh, Ding in your car.
What would Scott be?
No, Data Ding, because when she had to reset her phone, we got 15 minutes of ding,
oh,
ding,
yeah, that's right.
Ding.
I'd forgotten about that, too. Y'all's memories are better than ours are.
And with Scott, I think, Scott, I can't talk about Germany Parks.
Well, that is true.
Very wordy.
It's a little long. Fran in Olathe. Fran, hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. So I actually do have a gratitude and a grievance. My first gratitude is we are going up to see my wonderful father tomorrow, who is turning 92 on Sunday.
Aww.
So
we're
going to celebrate with him.
Good for you.
So that's the wonderful gratitude for having him in our lives so long. Now, I have a grievance, and Dana, I love you, but my grievance is with you.
Lay it on me.
I was listening yesterday, and it was the discussion of the show Cops.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I love the show Cops. We always have enjoyed it. And you made the comment that you said you felt like it was kind of getting people at their worst day and kind of exposing their vulnerability or something to that effect. But what I didn't hear you say, and my side of it is, I think what Cops does is it really tells the story of what our law enforcement has to put up with on a daily basis.
Mm, that's true.
Because a lot of that stuff is kind of ridiculous what they have to go through. And our son is a paramedic, and not that being a paramedic is ridiculous or the stuff they do, but lots of times he gets calls from people because their thumb hurts or, you know, something like wow. that. So that's my grievance with you, Dana.
That is fair, Fran, and I'd never thought about it that way. Thank you for the call. I'm still not going to be a viewer, but thank you for the call.
913-586-7798. Steve in Independence. Steve, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Oh, best radio station ever.
You are so
my
kind.
My grievance is they pass all these laws like Bill 398. You can't have phones in your cars and talking on them and all this. And nobody enforces these laws. Just like you can't have your tires pass 3 inches past your fender well. Why did they pass all these laws and nobody's enforcing
them? Steve, can I explain? That's a good grievance, and it's fair. Can I explain that to you?
Sure.
These laws that they have passed regarding being on your phone, I think that's a Missouri law, if I'm not mistaken, being on your phone
yep,
while you're driving.
Right, you're right.
These are secondary laws. You cannot pull somebody over simply for being on their phone. You have to get them for speeding or drunk driving or failing to make a complete stop or failure to use your turn signals. Then a light is out on the car. Then you can get them with the extra fine or whatever for talking on their phone while driving.
Got it.
It's a secondary offense. That's
okay.
Why you don't see people getting pulled over for it.
Well, I just hate the people that pull up to an intersection. They got 3 car lengths in front of their car because they're talking on their phone and they won't pull forward.
You know, I was driving. I have a grievance. Thank you for reminding me of this, Steve. I have a grievance.
Yeah.
I was driving to go get my haircut last night.
Looks very nice.
Thank you. You're very kind. I got honked at on Flum at about 75th and Flum or somewhere in, the,
How
in that area.
How long were you paused?
No. All I did was make sure that, and I am a very astute, proper driver.
Oh, I know you are.
All I did was make sure that I came to a complete stop. When my car came to a complete stop at that stop sign, I immediately heard,
they wanted you to roll it.
They did. I'm not falling for their game.
No, huh?
I made a complete stop and I got honked at. Bert, and who? You know who you are, truck guy. Bert in Lenexa. Hello, Bert.
Hey, guys. Love your show. I got a grievance with, I tune in to listen to the Dana and Park show. Mm-hmm. But lately, it seems to be a lot of Sam Stevie. Love you, Sam, but wait till you get your own show.
Whoa, that's
Bert!
Not nice. That's mean.
Bert!
That's mean, Bert.
Oh, he didn't even stick around. I was going to ask him some questions.
Well, but then you would be talking.
Come on, Sam.
You can submit the questions to me or Dana.
So I'm glad. I will gladly give them to you
that's
in your ear.
You should submit them. No, we want them in written form, Sam.
Scott, can you ask Bert why he hates me so much?
No, Bert.
Bert hung up.
Bert fled. We call that the grieve and flee.
Yeah. Right. Bert said bye.
It's a slow roll.
Used to be known as the drop and fly. Wow. And, you know, I feel sorry for Sam because he had to screen that call that he knew
That's
was going to be.
That's the one you hang up on, Sam.
Well,
come on.
He said, Bert. I said, Bert, what's your grievance? And he goes, it's with you. And I said, oh, Bert, what did I do? And he goes, I'm not going to tell you. And I'm like, well, that's not how the game works. So if you could tell me, I'd gladly write now, something in the box and put you on hold.
Let me give you a compliment. There was an easy way for me to not take Bert. And Sam has a way when every blue moon, there's somebody who calls in who is totally off topic or is going to say something that doesn't make a lot of sense. We had one guy, it was Wednesday. It doesn't happen very often. And I believe his name was Daniel, if I'm not mistaken. And Sam just wrote Daniel KC, because that's how you show up on the board, Daniel, or your name, yeah. Whatever city you're in. And Sam wrote underneath it, under the topic line, I have no idea what S he's talking about.
That is exactly what I wrote. We did not get that.
Guess who didn't get on the air? Daniel.
Yeah.
You could have written whatever. What was his name?
That was Bert.
Bert. You could have just wrote Bert. Totally off topic. Have no idea what the blank he's talking
about. No, Sam, let Bert. Your grievance is yours, Bert.
He got it on there. He grieved and he leaved.
He grieved and leaved. Jennifer in KCK. Hello.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, it's Jennifer. Yes. How are you guys?
We're well, thank you.
Good. Hey, I have a grievance, and mine is with the West Side water treatment plant on I-70 between downtown KCK and KCMO. It is horrible.
Okay, it smelled like, do you want to describe the smell, Jennifer?
Without using the S word?
Worse than rotten eggs.
Oh.
I'm not sure what they're doing, but dude, my eyes water. That's how bad it is.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
You do the same. Bert is getting a lot of text line grievances against him.
Mm-hmm. We could read some of those if you wanted, Sam.
Bert can go blank himself. We love you, Sam. I love Sam being on the show. I think they meant to say being on the show. My grievance is with Bert. My grievance is with Bert. What a jerk. Why did Bert grieve and leave?
It's the grieve and leave. He just crop dusted Sam is what he did.
Hey, Bert, this is Ernie. You're sleeping on the couch tonight. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. All right, gang, we got a full board right now. So when you hear a call end and we move on to someone else, that is your cue that a line is open. It's Festivus Friday, by the way. If you're new to the show, the airing of the grievances, Linda in Oak Grove. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, I've got a double gratitude and a grievance. First gratitude is for Sam. Burke doesn't know what he's talking about. Sam's great. Always plays the best music. Second gratitude is for my son, whose nickname is Red Moose. He turns 12 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Red Moose.
And my grievance is for my mother, who's in West Fulby, Kansas, and won't hear this. But I have some vacation time coming up, and I only get to see them 12 years. A couple times a year, or a couple every couple of years, because they're in Colby, Kansas.
I've been to Colby.
Yeah. It's a long drive.
I've been to Colby once, and it'll never go twice.
Yeah. And when I called her so she could wish Red Moose a happy birthday, while on speakerphone...
Oh, don't say the word if it's a bad one.
No. While she was on speakerphone,
mm-hmm.
she said that if we come out there, we are not staying with her, and she is not going to watch any kids.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a speakerphone violation.
Well, Mom, we're not coming out then. Chris in North Kansas City. Chris, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, so I guess my gratitude is it's my weekend with my kids. So got them in the car. I'm excited. Good. They get to hear me talk to you guys and listen to the wonderful show that is Dana and Parks.
Aww. Thank you.
And my grievance. So I think, Dana, you hit on it this week. Went into a nice little cookie shop in Mission Farms area. I won't say the name of it.
Yeah.
And darn if she didn't, after I scanned with my card, turn the darn screen around and say, it's going to ask you a couple of questions.
Drives me crazy.
And I said, no, thank you. I do not wish to tip today. And
for a cookie,
she looked at me I was some horrible person.
Chris, for a cookie that you swiped your own card, she handed you a cookie. That it's not a tipping transaction.
Yeah, it's absurd. Everybody wants a tip, and it did come up. She was kind of snarky, and I was too, and it came up that I'm not a kind person, and she said it was kind to give a tip, and I reminded her she's not a server, she's not making minimum wage, and if she wanted more money, she should apply herself, go get a better job.
Oh, wait, she called you out. You guys had a conversation about it. Oh, wow.
We did, so she didn't like that.
Oof.
But thank you, guys. I hope you have a great weekend.
Enjoy your time with your kids, man.
Thank you.
All right, be well. Jeff in KCK. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Dana and Scott. My grievance is with you two, and I got a second real quick grievance against Dana. But I've been with the show a long time, and I was here when Sam first came on, mm-hmm. and he was a little shy back then. But, man, he has blossomed. His jokes, his one-liners are incredible, and you guys don't give him credit enough. He had one an hour ago about chickens dropping coffee beans, and it went right over your heads.
I did hear
it. So he's doing great.
99% of the time, Sam absolutely cracks me up. I was multitasking when the chicken bean comment was made. I did hear it, but I was looking at other things ahead for the show.
I heard it. I just didn't think it qualified as one of his better jokes, so I didn't laugh at it. Because I thought if I do, it'll just encourage him to tell second-rate jokes in the future.
I appreciate a high bar.
Absolutely, man. And we have hurdles on this track. You got to cross them. D in Clinton, Missouri. D, hello.
Hello. I just want to tell you guys, this Sunday makes the fourth year of my daughter's death.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She was 32 years old, and when I lost her, I couldn't listen to music anymore. So I started listening to talk radio, and I ran across you guys. And my only grievance is that I can't listen to you all day because you make me laugh and you make me smile. So that's my only grievance. And I just want to thank you guys so much. You're wonderful.
Oh, Dee, bless your heart.
You're so kind.
Bless your heart. And thank you for calling and the kind words, truly.
And I speak for Sam and for Dana and for Dan out in the newsroom. We are so sorry for your loss. We truly are. May God bless you and your family. Mike and Jacob in Topeka. Hello, Mike and Jacob.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Sam spoiled it.
Oh, you two nerds are together.
We are.
Go ahead.
So my grievance this week, I actually just got done serving jury duty. And my grievance isn't with jury duty. It actually wasn't too bad. But there were a lot of witness testimony throughout the trial. And the number of people who didn't know their right hand from their left just absolutely flabbergasted me. They go in, they raise their left hand. No, your other hand. And they kind of do that weird little shuffle, then put up their right hand. And I was just like, wow.
My goodness. How dumb do you got to be?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, you guys have fun tonight.
Hey, I just want to say I do have a gratitude, and it's for a certain Chew It and Do It commercial.
Okay, we're good. We're good, Jacob. Thank you, buddy. Good comment. Really appreciate that one.
It was not part of the screening process, Jacob.
Mark and Shawnee.
But hey, you do you. Chew and do. Man, and you do. Go.
It's the only way to go through life.
Do
Hello.
It and do it.
Okay, Mark.
I got two grievances, actually. One of them is getting on the on-ramp, obviously, and you got your left signal on when it's busy, busy out, and you got your left signal on, and the dude behind you, or lady behind you, most likely, has to zip right around you in the left lane before you get that spot. That really irritates me.
Mm-hmm.
And the second grievance is when we misuse words from turbine to turbine. Turbine to turbine.
Turbine to turbine.
That's a bad one. Yeah, turbine to turbine. That's a bad one.
What's turbine? That's
what they wear on their heads, and then the wind turbine is what she usually says, but it's not. It's turbine.
He's talking about the midday show. Had an entire conversation about the pronunciation of the word turbine, whether you say turbine or turbine.
I say turbine, and that was actually in our stack this week because two workers in Nebraska fell from the top of one of those things.
Well, I don't know how it came up on the midday program.
I guarantee that's how it came up because that was in our stack and we just didn't get to it. Those things are like 90.
Turbine and weird did not handle that very well.
We did get a grievance
so
about
I-zer-ve.
It's Diego and Zoer. We did just get a grievance about that one. I-zer-ve. It's GA going slower. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we do have two open lines, I believe. If you want them, 913-586-7798. Let's go to Rachel in North Kansas City, and then we'll grab Mike and then Tim. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well.
I've got a grievance today. I'm really upset with these new cars that have these cameras on the back that they don't have some kind of cleaning system to keep them clean.
They do. It's a car wash.
Well, not every day you can go to the car wash. Nobody's got time for that.
So you want like the old Volvo-style headlight windshield wipers. You want one of those tiny little wipers for your rear-view camera?
Something like that, yeah. Okay. Or like a little, like an eyelid that kind of closes over and kind of has some cleaning on it or something. That would work.
What? Rachel, I'm not challenging your grievance, but because this is a very unique one. Why not just grab a tissue or a paper towel and just clean it off before you get in the car?
I don't think about that. I don't think about it till I go to use it, and then it's all like corroded and nasty, and you can't see.
Okay.
I don't know. There'd be just a little button where we could clean it off while we're driving down the road.
All right, Rachel. I like the little eyelid idea. That's nice.
Can I just change my decision to not have a grievance?
Of course you can.
You know, we do not talk politics on this show.
Oh, God.
However, I do have a grievance that I think is important for just the general public to hear. If you are feeling road ragey and you're out and about and you're having a bad day, you know, I'm trying to do acupuncture, I'm trying to play piano, I'm in a good headspace when I'm out there driving around. There are people, and trust me, I understand it, for whatever reason, that have started to just hate certain car models. I'm not even going to make this about a certain car. Maybe you hate Fords. For whatever reason.
I don't hate Fords.
Maybe it's Chevy, or for you, it's the Dodge Ram. But for whatever reason, when you're in traffic or when you're online, you know, you want to call someone a communist because they're driving a certain brand of car. I'm just here to tell you that there are people that maybe 2 years ago bought a car and they love that car. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't check into the background when I bought a car of the person that... his politics or how many kids he had.
Oh, we're going there?
And
she's going.
I would just challenge you. Let's say you drive a Chevy. Do you know all of the details about the person that created the Chevy? Mr. Chevy. I don't know anything about Mr. Chevy.
His name would have been Chevrolet.
I don't know anything about Mr. Kia. Probably kind of a Houdini character is my guess, because those things are always disappearing. But I just, you know, I just tell you. You are painting with a really broad brush when one assumes that one leans a certain political way because one drives a certain kind of car.
Yeah, see, of all the cars that are on the road today, there's only one brand that I actually know the name of the person who owns
that
company.
Isn't that so weird? And I don't watch the news anymore. I listen to my piano and I watch Full Swing on Netflix. Really good right now if you're looking for a great golf documentary.
That guy wears T-shirts at the White House and a hat indoors.
I've heard this, but I mean, I've had people give me dirty looks and I'm like, oh my, like to just be nice to each other in traffic. You don't know.
Now that we're back to not talking about politics.
I'm talking about cars. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I've never driven by a bicycle rider and gone, you must be a jerk.
I have.
I was going to say,
that's a bad example.
About?
Mike in Overland Park. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you? Love you, love the show. And let's talk about Mr. Schwinn and the bicycle. No, I really don't want to do that.
Sure, he was a jerk.
I have a two-part grievance, but first of all, my gratitude is Sam is great. He's talented, and the show is very lucky to have him. And keep on keeping on, Sam.
He says, because he's not allowed to talk on the air anymore, he said thank you.
Okay, my two-part grievance is, this happened a little over a year ago. I was about three car lengths behind a car that got in a fender bender, and I saw it happen. I saw whose fault it was. It was somebody pulling out in front of this guy. So I pulled over. I wanted to be a good Samaritan. At least I think I was being a good Samaritan. And just pulled over, and they both got out of their cars. And it's like, hey, I saw all this, and I could see things getting combative. So I was standing back, and I said, I did see everything here. I can wait for the police. And the woman that caused the accident turned around to me and screamed, get back in your car, old man.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did. And I am 64 delicious years young, and I try to take care of myself. I'd never had that happen to me before. So I'm like, after this was all over, and I just did stick around, and I made sure the police knew whose fault it was. Thank you very much. But I got back in my car, and for the last year, I have just been thinking about how much that bothered me. And the strongest hyaluronic acid product I could for my wrinkles. I don't know. But my other part of my grievance is I wish I wouldn't think about that negative stuff so much.
Amen. But, Mike, okay. I do, and I'm right there with you.
Go into your acceptance mode like I do now, and it is like water on a duck's back.
But self-hate is so much easier.
Okay, Sam.
Sam, sarcasm. What's your word?
Did you just talk on the air again?
Oh, sorry.
My ear only. I am your audience. Sam just said self-hate is so much easier in my ear. Thank you, Sam. Tim in Western Shawnee.
Hey there. Love the show, you guys.
Thank you.
Look, I tune in to commiserate with grievances. So my grievance is people calling in to Festivus Friday with gratitude because nobody has time for that. If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
Tim, you win. You win all of the grievances today.
Very
that is,
good.
That is phenomenal.
Roger in Higginsville. Hello.
Hey, thanks for listening to our show, and I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
You bet, and thank you for letting us host it.
My grievance is with appliances and myself. My washing machine was leaking. I thought, I'm handy. I'll fix it. Then I heard the buzzer on basketball game go off. Ain't gonna happen. Then I went over and the hot water heater was leaking. I thought, I'll fix it. I heard that same buzzer. Didn't happen. Oh, so evidently I'm immune to water, or I don't know what's going on, but I've been trying my best, trying to be the man of the house. I'm gonna fix this, and it's not happening.
Roger, I feel your pain, brother. Me with a tool in my hand is that's my worst day.
Scott even knows the difference between a wrench and a screwdriver. So, Roger, you're doing fine.
These guys who have these gigantic toolboxes in their garage.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is
very manly.
Mine is basically, that's what you guys think. But mine is literally the size of a large lunchbox.
You have the teeny tiny one.
It's
you don't have the one that goes in your pocket, do you? Like our grandparents used to wear it in like their...
No.
Okay.
But it's as long as this computer.
That's it.
And as tall as this screen.
Maybe a time for a hammer and maybe
a couple screwdrivers.
Some tacks.
Yeah. I think there's a tape measure.
Yep. Are we bragging about this?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I am not good with tools. I'm just not. John and Gardner. We farm that stuff out. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I like your show. I like it a lot.
I know who you are. Hello.
Hello. Hey, real quick, I think this was brought up in the midday show this week, and it's about dress codes for events like weddings. And it's awesome if everybody understands what the dress code means. But I was invited to my niece on my wife's side's wedding, and it was semi-formal. And so just for giggles, I asked a guy at work, So if you were invited to something that says semi-formal, what would you think? And he's like, you know, casual. I'm like, no, that's not casual. If you're a guy, that means either a jacket or a tie. And since I was an in-law, I do both. I got the jacket and the tie. I'm spiffed up. I go there. The father of the bride is wearing khakis and a short-sleeved button-up shirt with no tie.
No, no, no. Semi-formal, John, semi-formal is jacket and I would say
a tie.
And tie.
I agree.
Is semi-formal.
Yeah, yeah. But it's baffling that even the people that are throwing the event have no idea.
He was wearing business casual. A golf shirt and khakis, that's business casual.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But no,
I'm with you, man. Yeah, formal is a tuxedo or a black tie. And then semi-formal, I'm with you guys. That is a jacket. Now, it doesn't have to be a suit. It could be, you know,
a sport coat.
Dark pants with a different kind of coat. Or
what does cocktail attire mean? For women, you look up a cocktail dress.
Cocktail attire, Sam, I would say also sport coat, tie optional.
Because I've shown up for a cocktail attire event either far overdressed or far underdressed.
I think a man in a good sport coat and no tie, just a button-down collared shirt and slacks is a very dynamic combination.
But if I got an invite that said cocktail attire requested,
black slacks.
I would go black tie almost. That's to me, that's between formal and semi-formal.
See, one time I showed up with a three-piece suit on, overdressed.
One time I showed up with the
unbuttoned button-down shirt, underdressed. Both said cocktail attire.
Mm. I've decided just to start wearing Adidas pants and a hoodie to everything I do.
And when did we decide this? 2002?
Shortly before you joined the show.
Always best to be overdressed.
I would make the argument there's no such thing as being overdressed.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you can be underdressed, but
show up wearing a tiara. Yeah.
Who shows up wearing a tiara?
I own a tiara.
And where does one wear it? Other than maybe a photo shoot.
You never know when you're going to need a tiara.
When would you need it?
For most dinner events, I would not wear it.
Most, but there are some you would. Which ones would you wear it to?
I don't know. Don't you just love a good tiara?
No.
It just kind of makes a statement. Like, I'm here. Bitches, get out of my way.
Okay. Okay. All right. Enough of you. Best Miss Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39.
You want to kneel? You should kneel.
.com. All right, let's wrap it up. We got a handful of minutes. We'll try to get everybody in. Mike in Eastern Shawnee. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well.
I'm on the turnpike heading down to Wichita, so if I lose you, I'm sorry. I wanted to let you know that I really like the show, but my wife loves it more. She listens to you every day. I think she would rather listen to you guys than listen to me. So that's my this part of my gratitude is for all teachers. They're underpaid and sometimes not appreciated enough. So I'm driving down. She's a music teacher along with my daughter. So I'm driving down to KMEA to pick her up. But my grievance is that I called a couple weeks ago about on the Valentine's birthday that, you know, I call a couple weeks on.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And I told my wife when we were at the grocery store, hey, I didn't get my cherry cordials, the little $3 box, or Cadbury eggs. I like the Cadbury. She likes the caramel Cadbury eggs. She said, no problem. I got you Cadbury eggs instead of the cherry cordial. I got you something for your birthday. Well, we got home and I pulled out the Cadbury eggs, and they were caramel. So I said, what is this? She goes, oh, I must have put yours back. How convenient. So that's my grievance. She got herself Cadbury eggs and not mine. So let's see if she's listening. And I just wanted to let you know that she really loves you guys. So,
well, you tell her we said hello. And you know what, Mike? Those are the only eggs anyone can afford right now.
And Mike, I wish you peace this weekend and warmth on the couch. Greg in Overland Park. Greg, hello.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I just want to think that Nebraska, Iowa, and North Dakota psychics don't get enough credit.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, I think they're just as good. But anyway, enjoy it. Take it easy.
All right.
Very well done.
Carrie in Blue Springs, we're running out of time. Can you do it really quickly?
Really quick. It's a funny one. My grievance is with Siri, my navigator, when I'm stuck in unexpected heavy traffic trying to get to 54th Street Bar and Grill, and it takes me to a neighborhood street, 54th Street. Uh-oh. And my gratitude is one. With very nice people that let you over unexpectedly when you have to turn left and you're in the right lane.
All right.
Well, Carrie, was there a bar or a grill on 54th Street?
I believe
somebody
there's not.
One.
Okay.
And Randy in Edgerton, you will be the last one, but you've got less than 30 seconds.
Yeah, I have a gratitude. I just wanted to give a shout out to my daughter. She just enlisted in the Army yesterday. She's 17 years old. She's been driven to be in the military since she was in elementary school.
Wow.
So it's just an honor to be her mother and to see her fulfill her dreams.
Wow. Good for her and good for you.
Great way to end. Great way to end.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Take care, and have a great weekend. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.